Hello and welcome to GermanPodcast.de, dem Podcast zum Deutschlernen. Today I want to talk about illness and how to get an appointment with the doctor. Last weekend I lay in bed the whole weekend with a cold, so it's a good time to think about how to get an appointment in case one needs one. I'll start with some vocabulary and afterwards I will try to give you some sentences you might encounter if you call a doctor for an appointment. So let's start with some vocabularies. The doctor itself is der Arzt. Der Arzt. That's if it's a male doctor, and if it's a female doctor, it's die Ärztin. Die Ärztin. A nurse is a die Krankenschwester. Schwester is sister. Kranken comes from krank, ill. So it's ill sister, kind of. Die Krankenschwester. The receptionist, I've never seen a male there, so it's always a female somehow. It's called die Sprechstundenhilfe. Die Sprechstundenhilfe. And usually you have to wait in a waiting room. That's called das Wartezimmer. The same word, waiting room, Wartezimmer. There you can usually read different kinds of magazines. Most of the time, more like, you know, woman magazines. So sometimes Auto Bild, a car magazine, something like that as well. So that's called a magazine is die Zeitschrift. Die Zeitschrift. And illness in German is die Krankheit. Die Krankheit. Now the flu is die Grippe. Die Grippe. Very common to have die Grippe in, around this time of the year, November, December, and end of January, beginning of February, when temperatures are high and low, interchangeable for each day, so many people get a Grippe. The common cold is die Erkältung. Die Erkältung. Or more like slang, but it's even more used, I think, is Schnupfen. Der Schnupfen. You can say both. Ich habe eine Erkältung oder ich habe einen Schnupfen. A cough is der Husten. Der Husten. If you have a sore throat, it's called Halsweh. Das Halsweh. Or you can as well say that you have die Halsschmerzen. Which means you have pain in the throat, Halsschmerzen, one word. So you can say either ich habe Halsweh oder ich habe Halsschmerzen. If the doctor examines you, that's called untersuchen. Untersuchen. Depending on what you have, might have to undress. That's called ausziehen. You will say something like, bitte ziehen Sie sich aus. Oder er kann auch sagen, bitte machen Sie sich frei. Please make yourself free. Literally. Bitte machen Sie sich frei. Now if you are ill and you want to go to the doctor, usually you have to call there and make an appointment, depending on how urgent it is, of course. But usually you can make an appointment and then he says, I have some room, come at 11 or come in the afternoon or whatever. I mean, if I go to the doctor, it's usually so urgent that I want to go today. So it only is about whether to go in the morning or in the afternoon. So I would call there and the receptionist, die Sprechstundenhilfe, she will answer the phone and she will ask me what my problem is. And I say something like, ich möchte gerne einen Termin haben, weil ich Halsweh habe. Which is, I want to get an appointment because I have a sore throat. Again, ich möchte gerne einen Termin haben, weil ich Halsweh habe. Or if I think that I have the flu, I would say, ich möchte gerne einen Termin haben, weil ich die Grippe habe. Oder weil ich Schnupfen habe, or whatever, you see the pattern. So I usually say, I want to have an appointment, ich möchte einen Termin haben. And then I say, because I have, so that she gets an idea how long it might take to examine me and she can fit me into her schedule, or the schedule of the doctor. So let's play it so, like I call there and she answers the phone and says something like, Praxis Dr. Schmidt, mein Name ist Müller, was kann ich für Sie tun? So she usually will say the name of the doctor first and then her own name and then something like, what can I do for you? So something like, Praxis Dr. Müller, mein Name ist Schmidt, what can I do for you? And then I would say, ja, guten Tag, mein Name ist Wiesner, ich hätte gerne einen Termin. And then she will ask me, why? Was haben Sie denn? What do you have? What is your problem? And I might say, ja, ich habe dollen Husten. Something like that. Yeah, and then she will give me an appointment and something like, okay, ich habe noch ein wenig Platz um 10, kommen Sie doch um 10 zu uns in die Praxis. I have some time available around 10. Why don't you come at 10 to us? And I would say, yeah, that's great. Thank you. More like, so spät. usually, you know, yeah, I want to go there at once and I usually can't, so whatever. So I would say, yeah, vielen Dank, das passt mir gut. Bis später dann. Thank you very much. See you later. Then I will drive there and enter there and go to the Sprechstundenhilfe and tell her my name and say that I have an appointment and she will ask me to spend some time in the waiting room until the doctor is available because he's never available at the time I made an appointment. I mean, yeah. Okay. Whatever. So I will come there and say, guten Tag, mein Name ist Wiesner, ich habe einen Termin um 10 Uhr. Then she will look in her calendar and say, ja, das stimmt. Bitte nehmen Sie doch noch ein wenig im Sprechzimmer oder im Wartezimmer Platz. So I will have to sit down, read some Zeitschriften and wait till the doctor is free. Then I can go in and the doctor will ask me, guten Tag, Herr Wiesner, was kann ich für Sie tun? And then I say again, ich habe, glaube ich, die Grippe oder ich habe dolle Halsschmerzen oder halt ich habe dollen Husten oder Schnupfen oder mir tut der Bauch weh, Kopf weh, whatever is the problem. And then he will examine me and he will, yeah, depending on what I have, he will do something about me and then he will, dann schreibt er ein Rezept. And so it's a piece of paper, I have to go to the Apotheke, the pharmacy, die Apotheke, and get some medicine and go back to bed and wait till I'm better. Yeah, why don't you try to call a doctor and the Sprechstundenhilfe answers the phone saying, hallo, mein Name ist Schmidt, bei der Praxis Dr. Müller. Was kann ich für Sie tun? And now you say that you have the Grippe and that you want to have an appointment. Ja, hallo, mein Name ist Wiesner. Ich glaube, ich habe die Grippe und ich hätte gerne einen Termin. Ja, hallo, mein Name ist Wiesner. Ich habe, glaube ich, die Grippe und ich hätte gerne einen Termin. And then she will say, ja, that's fine. Why don't you come at 10? Okay, kommen Sie doch bitte um 10 Uhr zu uns. Okay, kommen Sie doch bitte um 10 Uhr zu uns. And how, let's say I'm there at the doctor, I enter the room, his room, and he's coming towards me, giving, you know, doing a handshake and asking me what my problem is. He might say something like, "Hallo, Herr Wiesner, was kann ich denn für Sie tun?" Hallo, Herr Wiesner, was kann ich denn für Sie tun? Or you might say something like, "Guten Tag, Herr Wiesner, wo drückt denn der Schuh?" That would be very informal. Literally, it's, "Where does a shoe, where is the shoe pressing?" Meaning, "What's the problem?" Yeah, but that would be very informal. Okay, let's make a break here and talk a little bit about health insurance. Yeah, it's different in Switzerland and Germany, so it's basically the same, but I'm usually very healthy, and so I like the Swiss system better, and it's something like this. The average person, the grown-up, has a job, and if he has a job, he is insured automatically against accidents. So if I stolpere und das Bein breche, if I break my leg, then I'm insured. No problem, the insurance company will pay everything. Yeah? If I have an accident, no problem, as long as I have a job, I'm insured. If I don't have a job, I have to pay for an extra insurance. But if I'm ill, that's different. I have to make a private insurance contract, and I have to do it. I'm not allowed not to be insured. So I need this. And it's cheap or expensive depending on different things, depending of course on the agency. And what I like about the Swiss system is that we have something that's called Freibetrag. And it means that I can say I have a certain amount of money. Up until this amount of money, I pay everything myself. So let's say I have 2,500 francs. And if I go to the doctor and the bill is below this 2,500 francs, then I have to pay it all by myself. If I go several times, the bills are added up, and once I reach the 2,500 francs, the insurance company pays. So if I'm seldom at the doctor, I pay less than 2,500, I usually don't go to the doctor at all, so I don't pay nothing. And this means that I have a quite low rate of insurance. Every month I pay about yeah, I believe around 150 francs. Yeah, and then of course I can usually choose different kind of options, like if I want to have special treatment, if I want to have my teeth insured, my glasses paid by the insurance company, and so on, there are different options. But still, with my contract, I'm very confident and I pay a lot less than I had in Germany. It's basically, it's the same in Germany. You pay a monthly amount of money, you have to have it, you're not allowed not to be insured, and the insurance company pays everything. In Germany, the insurance company pays everything, but there, since a few years, one has to pay, I believe, 10 euros for every quarter of the year, so if I go once a year, I have to pay 10 euros, which usually costs more than the 10 euros. I've read somewhere that the administrative costs are higher than the 10 euros, which doesn't really make sense, but it's supposed to, yeah, to make people stay away from the doctor. The quality of the doctors, either in Germany or Switzerland, is very high. They're very well educated. It's quite a long education. So the problem is that there aren't enough, so you usually have to wait quite a while, and they have a lot of work. They work really hard. Everybody knows that they really work hard, like 50, 60 hour weeks and more all the time. And they aren't paid that well anymore like they used to be. So especially in Germany, many doctors are not content with their job, and so many come to Switzerland because they get more money, have to work less, and they are better regarded in society here. They are treated better here, so I've heard. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but so I've heard. And I, as a patient, find that doctors here take more time than in Germany. In Germany, one always has a feeling that, yeah, the doctor doesn't have time for me, but here he takes his time, he listens to me. So if I have something, which is usually an accident, not an illness, so I take my time and explain exactly what happened and so on. Now, I have no idea what happens to you if you come as a tourist to Switzerland and you're not properly insured and you have an accident or you get ill and you have to go to the doctor here. You'll probably have to pay it. And depending on the contract you have with your insurance company, you will get the money back or not or whatever. But usually you will have to pay. So you don't have to pay at once. I don't know about tourists, but I don't pay when I'm at the doctor, but I get a bill a week later or something like that. So you might better make sure that you are properly insured before you come here, because of course it's very expensive here. And in the office I worked with a lot of Indians, and I had a chat with one of them last week about doctors, and he tries to make everything in India. So over Christmas holidays, he and his family fly home to India, and then they go to the hospital making all the things one can postpone, like working on the teeth and things like that. Because, of course, it's much cheaper in India. So he has a very... not bad, but he doesn't have a good insurance contract here, because he's trying to make everything at home in India. Saving money, of course. Yeah, enough talk about the illness. I'm glad that I'm well again. So I would say that's it for today. Thank you for listening. Quite a long one today, 17 minutes, I see. So we have Sonntag, den 25.11. It's still mostly gray outside currently. It's dark, of course, it's in the evening, it's raining. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to driving to the office tomorrow, 2 hours in the dark, in the rain, on a gray November morning. Yeah. Yeah, no matter, of course, I love to go into the office. Yeah, I do. Okay. Tschüss.